Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Bye. Yeah. Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or win, and I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benson,
I'm a who that. I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons pluck get shut down. Panthers ain't much to touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Yeah. Like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or win, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're now rocking with the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys, where we have intense, entertaining, educating, and enlightening sport talk from your favorite sports family. Shout out to the Who Dat Nation. Appreciate y'all being in this live stream. Please feel free to hit the like button. Please feel free to hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. And feel free to share the show's links on your social media feed to help out the stream. Much love to the fam. Thank y'all for joining us for this Wednesday hump day edition of The Coma. We in this thing. Much love. Pre-Coach Payton trade. Out of the way, we span ahead looking at other things. And of course, the Saints are making moves or not moves, depending on your vantage point. We'll cover several items today in this episode of The Coma. I'm going to try not to hold you guys for too long on this stream. So shout out to everybody, man. Thank y'all for sharing y'all very busy afternoons with me and the great Saint Think Tank is in the building. Shout out to everybody in the chat. AJ, K Dot, Nola, Baby KC, Ro, I see you, fam. JT, Trav 504, Elite, Trey Joseph, what's poppin', fam? Ryan, good to see you in there. Country Rail, Hendy and Newton is in this thing as well. Appreciate you, Joshua. Much love, fam. Trav 504, Daniel Burton, OG to the third degree. Big ups to you, fam. Good to see you. Ant-Man's in this thing. Saints for life. Shout out to you, St. Doug. Much love, brother. Appreciate you. Bronze the God. Much love, Arvin. Much love to you. Appreciate you. What's up, UEP? Much love, fam. Appreciate you being up in this thing as well. Much love to the Queens in here, KB. Shout out to you. My dog, Farouk, is in this thing. Son of Nat Turner. Shout out to you, brother. Appreciate you. OG Jerry Poor is in this thing. Total Truth Tide is in this thing. Shout out to all of you guys. What's up, Antoinette? Shout out to the Queens. Mr. Who Dat, what's up, my brother? Appreciate you as well. Good to see all the family. Josh Goat 23 is Poppy 504. D Granger, what's up, fam? Popping. Shout out to you. Brian Turner, what's up, my brother? Good to see you in the chat as well. Slade, good to see you, fam. Pammy Whammy, what's popping? Dana, what's popping? My brother Neville's in this thing. Tano, what's up, fam? Much love to you. Appreciate everybody, man. Ricky, I see you, fam. Zach, I see you, fam. Much love. Big ups to the fam. Brandon Dot Davis, what's up, brother? Good to see you there as well. Shout out to you, my man. All right, what's up, Trey? Shout out to you, man. Trey the big bro, shout out to you. Demi, what's up, Demi? Shout out to Demi the Queen. Jesse, what's popping, fam? 504 Co in this thing. Good to see everybody in there. Dre Day, what's popping, man? Much love, brother. Reginald, I see you, fam. Yeah, fam, we're going to go over some news, notes, and items in this stream, man. And, you know, I'm going to talk about an article that was done. DC made me aware of this. I wouldn't have really known about it if it wasn't for DC. So shout out to my brother DC. He listening up in this stream as well. Let me know about it, and I'll cover that on the back end of the stream. I'm going to try not to rant too much tonight. I'll try not to rant too much. Gundam, what's up, brother Gundam? Shout out to you. All right, so let's delve right into it. Shout out to brother Bob and Kyle T. Mosley and John at the Saints News Network. They dropped the scoop. Saints part ways with Coach Richard. So the Saints do not retain none of their co-coordinators. Both co-coordinators are gone. Ryan Nielsen is gone. He's headed to Atlanta. I think it's Atlanta, isn't it? I'm sorry. I want to say it's been a tornado of activity, man. It's just crazy. But yeah, Ryan Nielsen's gone to the Falcons, and now Coach Chris Richards, who I really love, did a very awesome job with the secondary. It was the cream of the crop of the Saints defense was the secondary. They were playing exceptionally well, especially toward the back end of the season. They were doing some phenomenal things, and you part ways with Coach Richard, and maybe this is due to the fact that he is seeking other better opportunities, because no man who was a coordinator before will settle for a quote co-coordinator position, which he doesn't have total command over the defense. He only controls the secondary. He can't even call the plays. I mean, this, you know, Ryan Nielsen's going somewhere where he can control the defense. He has some a certain amount of autonomy where he could be able to create, call plays on the defense, do what he, you know, do what he needs to do. Just like you wouldn't, you know, hamstring or tie the hands of Pete Carmichael running an offense. If you got a coordinator in Dennis Allen sitting on top of the defense calling the plays, nope, that wouldn't be an attractive thing to nobody with experience as a defensive coordinator or aspirations to become one. Because Dennis Allen's hamstringing him because he wants to call the plays on top of the defense, which that shouldn't be the case. You simply give that job to the defensive coordinator and you become an overseer of the entire team, which, once again, he doesn't have that vision. He think what he's been doing for the last several years, along as a head coach with Oakland, and then with the Saints, gives him some type of weird idea of what he's doing. And in essence, this situation will take care of itself. So anyway, let's get into it, fam. Coach Richard, the Saints part ways with Coach Richard. And remember, a lot of things are happening, too, with Coach Payton taking the job with Denver, getting traded out there. There's news out there and articles that the Denver Broncos are attempting to hire Vic Fangio, who agreed to be the defensive coordinator for the Miami Dolphins. But I don't think it's official yet. And Payton's trying to get him to back out of that deal and come to Denver with him to be that coordinator. If that's the case, then that will open up a job for Miami to land Coach Richard, who would end up going there. And I, you know, we're going to cover it. Saints appear to be having some major shakeups with their defense, according to Wednesday's evening report by NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, which was confirmed by several local reporters. New Orleans is parting ways with co-defensive coordinator and secondary coach Chris Richard. This now leaves the team to find a new defensive coordinator, secondary coach, and defensive line coach after Ryan Nielsen was already hired away by the Falcons. Richard joined the Saints in 21 and made a very strong impact from the start. He was on a few teams' radars for interviews. It's unclear as to what division or direction the Saints will go from here. Now, New Orleans has a lot of things to figure out on the offensive side of the football. Now, they have even more on the defensive side of something that was a clear strength of the team. So, really good. Two really pivotal people. Okay, you talk about co-coordinators, but these guys were special in their particular rungs. You have a defensive line coach vacancy. You have a secondary coach vacancy, which I think one of these will be a promotion. I think Coach Corey, who's the assistant special teams coach, might end up getting a promotion there to become the secondary coach there in terms of being a defensive coordinator. Are there any in-house people that would qualify for this position, or perhaps Dennis Allen sees somebody that he worked with from the past to be that guy? Does he simply just bring Mike Hodges, the linebackers coach, and just say, you know what, we're going to make you a defensive coordinator, and then Dennis Allen do to Hodges what he did, or, you know, to a guy that they promote as an assistant to that position, they just treat him like that? Because Dennis Allen is not going to relinquish the play calling duties on the defense. So whoever to be the coordinator has to understand that you're not really a coordinator in duty. That's only title. They call you a defensive coordinator, but no, Dennis Allen calls the plays. He sets up everything for the defense. So you just would be there in ceremony only. You would just be something, just window dressing or whatever you want to phrase it. But Saints have some situations that they have to fix. It's still very early on. But what's interesting about it is, we talked about this before, is the fact that you notice when the season ended and the Carolina regular season matchup was over, the season finale, the Saints went into the offseason with no offseason game plan. They didn't do anything fast. They waited a long time to evaluate coaches. And then when they evaluate coaches, they fire coaches that shouldn't have been fired or allow coaches to walk. Now, I understand Coach Richard's probably going to end up with Miami or another team for a defensive coordinator position. But still in all, that's a lot of talent to lose on the defensive side of the ball, being that they were your strength. So, and listen, with all of this going on, the Saints still haven't interviewed anybody. So really, you know, this is the thing about the slowness and the nonsense of urgency the Saints are having. You know, it's like, you know, no plan. They just slowly, methodically walking through this thing. People are pilfering their guys. You know, these mind-boggling moves that they're making. No sense of urgency, no sense of direction. Holding on to a bum-ass coach when you had, you know, seven really credible coaches that were out there. Dennis Allen would never, if he interviewed for 10 coaching jobs in the NFL, he wouldn't get none of them because he's not qualified. People who know better would never choose this man to be anybody's head coach. But that'll fix itself this upcoming year. I doubt he'll get through the year. I doubt he'll get through the middle of the year. And plus, it's really looking bad. Now you're looking to hire coaches, and a lot of coaches are being hired right now. And the Saints waited so long to do all these evaluations to put a plan together. And now teams are already hiring personnel to these new organizations. Like if you have a guy that just became a coach, he's going to start pilfering people. You know, like you look at Peyton. Peyton's going to pick, look at the Saints, maybe pick a few guys to go over here or there. Other teams that Arizona hadn't got their stuff yet together, Indianapolis. So there'll be teams reaching out doing this, but.
Discover a healthier, happier you with Veganuary 2024. Your health isn't just small potatoes, it's a big deal. So this January, you are invited to make a change that matters by trying Veganuary's 31-Day Vegan Challenge. Switching to a plant-based diet reduces your carbon footprint and makes a positive impact for animals. Every meal is a vote for the kind of world you want to create. Ready to make a change? Sign up today at Veganuary.com. Vote for veggies.
Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code play100. That's code play100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Being that you waited so late, you don't have the, it's you put yourself behind the time because everybody set up these interviews for some of these talented people that were out there. You had guys Kellen, what's his name, from the offensive coordinator from the Cowboys. He was out there. He could have been somebody you could have brought in. The guy from the Jets was out there. You let him go. So you got all this talent that are better than what you got in-house. And a lot of these guys are already signed onto the teams. And the Saints have yet to do any interviews to fulfill any position. So this is going to be really interesting to see how the Saints handle this. Now, there's still a lot of time, but it's a coaching pool that most of the teams, these nine playoff teams, are pulling from to fill. And you don't want to get the scraps because you was too slow to the party, which they are. But anyway, congratulations to Coach Richard, because I think he'll get a promotion somewhere else. He'll become a defensive coordinator and really be a defensive coordinator. Ryan Nielsen the same way. Ryan Nielsen will be a defensive coordinator. He'd be able to set up his defense, call plays for the defense. He can do that and not be have his hand held by Dennis Allen and be hamstrung. All right, so on from that one to this one. Buccaneers interview Saints coach Ronald Curry for their offensive coordinator position. This is as already happened, reported by the Saints Wire. And this is Buccaneers tweet right here. We've interviewed Ronald Curry, currently the Saints passing game coordinator and QB coach, for our opening offensive coordinator position. So let me get this straight. Let me just get this straight right here, because this is what we do at the Great Saint Think Tank. We just don't accept everything they say. We look at it. We look at the non-movement the Saints having. Most of the Saints, really good coaches. Ronald Curry is a really good coach. Ryan Nielsen is a good coach. Chris Richard's a really good coach. Those men are somewhere else now. Well, except for Ronald Curry. but he's interviewing to be an offensive coordinator for your rival Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Well, I shouldn't say rival, but, you know, for the same team inside of your division foe. Let's say that, the NFC South foe, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're interviewing Ronald Curry, the Saints' current passing game coordinator and QB coach, for their offensive coordinator position, which they fired Brian Leftwich, Tom Brady retired today as well. The Saints still have Pete Carmichael as their offensive coordinator after a lackluster year over the helm. Saints didn't demote him. But Curry, who's a bright spot in the offensive room, is interviewing with your division foe. Very interesting. Very interesting. Buccaneers announced Wednesday that they have interviewed Ronald Curry for the offensive coordinator opening, meaning all three opposing NFC South teams have met with the New Orleans Saints assistant coaches. Tampa Bay dismissed offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich early in the offseason and has been busy searching for his replacement. Curry is the Saints passing game coordinator and quarterback's coach and is highly respected by his players and peers in league circles. So highly respected that he can't become a coordinator in the Saints building. You can make Pete Carmichael looks like somebody's assistant. Look, Pete Carmichael looks like an assistant. He can work underneath Curry if you want to demote him. But this is interesting. He's a coach on the rise, not in the Saints building, who would be a big loss for the Saints if he was offered the Bucs job. He was also selected as the national team offensive coordinator at the Senior Bowl. So you see, the guy has talent. This week, where he's working closely with many of the 23 draft picks from 2023 draft picks, New Orleans has already lost a talented assistant, defensive line coach Ryan Nielsen, leaving to become the Falcons defensive coordinator. And by the way, you're losing talent, right, to your division foes. Let me say that again. Ryan Nielsen left to become the coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons. He will improve that defense. He will get that defensive line together. He'll have them pass rushing better. He'll be doing a better job of helping them stop the run. There will be improvement in the Atlanta Falcons' leaky defense with Ryan Nielsen as the new defensive coordinator. That's tough when you lose really good coaches to your division foes. Coach Richard, I don't think Chris Richard ends up in Carolina. He did interview with Carolina. You know, I don't think they have their DC yet. But Richard interviewed for the same position with the Panthers, though it doesn't appear he's a candidate for the job at this time. But remember, I think he did interview with the Dolphins, which if Vic Fangio is Peyton trying to pull Vic Fangio out of the Miami Dolphins agreement. I don't know if he signed anything, but that's the word on the street that the insiders are leaking, that Peyton's first move was to get Fangio to come to Denver. And he's already one of the highest paid assistants, and I think the highest paid assistant in the NFL, and Peyton's trying to get him to come to Denver with him. If that opens up that spot and that happens, Coach Richard could be a guy that falls in Miami because they did interview him. We'll see how it all plays, but he's right. Carolina did interview, and they still have an opening at the defensive coordinator job the last time I checked. So at any rate, there's a real possibility that each of the Saints rivals around the division end up ciphering talent from Dennis Allen's coaching staff. It's something to watch out for with days ahead. So once again, Ronald Curry was interviewed for the open offensive coordinator position with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Ryan Nielsen was hired as the Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator, and the Saints parted ways with Coach Richard today. And it probably was one of the things. I wouldn't be surprised if Coach Richard said, you know what, let me go. I can find a better situation out there, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he knows when the ship is sinking and to get the hell off of it, you know. All right, let's look at this. Also, this is from Saints News Network. John Hendricks updated Saints draft picks after Sean Payton trade. What do the Saints draft picks look like after the Saints for the next 2 years after trading? Sean Payton off to the Denver Broncos. After trading Payton to the Broncos, what did the future look like for the Saints and their draft picks? Here's a look for the family members who've yet to see it or want to say, what does it look like this year? Here's what the outlook is over the next couple of years of the draft. In 2023, round one, 29th overall pick. Saints have that one. They have a 40th pick in the second round this year, 71st in the third. They got 112th overall in the fourth round, the fifth round, 143rd, two fifth round picks, one via the Eagles, the 163rd overall, and then a seven round selection. So the Saints have draft picks in every round this year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 2 5s, except for a 6. Let's just throw the 6. They don't have a 6 this year. And that is the status of the Saints' 6th rounder is unknown, but a condition of the Bradley Roby trade. The team is also expected to pick up an additional 7th round pick through the compensatory process. Speaking of, some of the actual overall places in the picks will change due to the compensatory picks awarded after they go through that whole thing. And of course, 2024, this is what the draft looks like for the Saints. Round 1, round 2 via the Broncos, no 3rd. They have a 4th, 5th, and 2, 6, no 7. Now, the Saints' 2nd round pick is held by the Eagles as a part of their trade in the draft from last year. They picked up an extra 6 through this Chauncey Gardner-Johnson trade, which was bummy. And their 7th round pick is where the Texans, for acquiring Mark Ingram, remember that? Naturally, part of the trade compensation for Sean Payton involves them sending back a pick to Denver. So the 3rd round pick that you would have had, you had a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 2, 6. No 7, right? But the 3rd round pick you gave up to send to, well, people can't even still explain that. As you know, with the Sean Payton trade, is why would you need to give up a 3rd round pick to send him out there? Why would you surrender any draft? And that's my spiel on it. None of, they can't answer that. You know, too busy saying it's a good trade. It's a good trade. How's a good trade? You gave draft capital to up with the dude. The dude should have been good enough. And if it's all about accruing picks, why are we giving up picks to get rid of him? Who is he, Dennis Allen? We need to help him out, Q. All right, anyway, so that's what it looks like in the 23 and 24 draft. Bam, wham, bam, bam. All right, and of course, our final article right here. Somebody said, well, this is, shout out to DC. Let me know about this. That the reporter Jeff Duncan of NOLA.com said that Sean Payton is now in Denver, but shouldn't tarnish his legacy. And then, of course, I read some of the articles he was speaking about. He called it disturbing sentiment sprouted from the Saints family base. I don't say fan, I say family base, about their feelings. And of course, this guy wrote books on Drew Brees and Sean Payton. He eats off Sean Payton. So, but he was mentioning that the fact that people, you guys in particular, the Who Dat Nation, call Sean Payton a quitter, and that is wrong to call him a quitter, and that's wrong, da-da-da-da-da. No. I really don't like kiss-ass people, man, for real, man. We calls it like it is. If you got a person that signed an agreement, a contract is his word of mouth, his agreed word on a contract, meaning that that's a written promise of what you're going to do. You agreed to this amount of years to do this job to the best of your ability. And then you quit in the middle of the contract. They want to use resign, whatever. No. You quit. You're a quitter. You didn't honor your agreement. You quit in the middle. You're a quitter. It's there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it is what you is. So you're not going to run away from what you are. If you quit in the middle of if you agreed, wrote something, put your name on there, and then got a signing bonus money with it, and then you, right in the middle of the agreement, says, I don't want to do this no more. And then, you know, you quit. You gave up. How about that? How about, you don't like quit. How about gave up? You gave up. No, Q. No. A little bit more sugary, more sweet. He resigned. No. The man quit on you. That's what it was. He quit on you. So we're not going to mince words and play games. No, the man is a quitter. Now, does it tarnish Sean Payton's legacy that he quit with years left on his contract with the Saints? Does it tarnish? It doesn't tarnish his legacy that he quit. The reality is that Sean Payton was a good coach for many years. But the problem with Sean Payton in many ways of just watching Sean Payton for all of these years, man, was Sean Payton. Sean Payton was a guy that got in his own way a lot of times. He really did. Now, I ain't going to take nothing away from Coach Payton. Much love and respect to Coach Payton. But the Sports Coma Big Q, I gotta tell it like it is. It's a reason why he only won one championship in all those years down here. I mean, Bill Belichick, the only other coach that had that long a tenure was Bill Belichick. And how many Super Bowl rings does he have? Well, Q, he had Tom Brady. You have Drew Brees. Well, Tom Brady, you know, he's the GOAT. He was the GOAT. You know why? Because he didn't suffer his team the long ass contracts. He gave the New England Patriots, he gave them a reduction in pay so they could be competitive from a monetary standpoint. Drew Brees didn't do that until to the back end of his years. Drew Brees like, I'm going to give me all of me. Give me all the 28, 29. I'm not taking no deals, none of that, da, 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 da. And the Saints gave him a blank checkbook and said, write your amount. And the Saints gladly played it. They paid it. But even with Darren Sproles, when they shipped Darren Sproles out, he was doing all that stuff. They refused to touch and reduce Drew Brees' contracts during those years. They refused. They went to everybody in the team to reduce and ask for him to take pay cuts, but wouldn't talk to Drew Brees. The prima donna, baby. But the issue is, like I said, a lot of times we covered this, like Sean Payton was getting his own way. His head got too big for him. His ego was out of control. He'd be fussing in the stores with people asking him questions about why he called this play. Don't ask me no questions. You cut this meat better. Fussing and arguing with people. Now, you're a coach. You're supposed to. No, Coach Payton, you're a coach. Explain to them. Take some time out of your busy day, just like they took time out their busy day to watch your ass for the last 10 years not do anything. It's the reason why he left with only one Super Bowl ring. Let's just keep it $115. A guy that had all of the resources that he had for many years and nobody standing in his way except for him. He should have had more than one Super Bowl ring. This is real. I'm just keeping it honest. He had a super agreeable general manager who was just basically a drone. Whatever he want, he did it. He didn't have any coaching staff that would challenge him. Hell, he had the media tamed. Remember that we have the shows and the way he talked to the media, that was afraid to ask some tough questions and all that. Y'all remember all of that? Put one in the chat. Y'all remember all that. In the end, it doesn't tarnish Coach Payton's legacy that people see him as a quitter because of his breaking his agreement to finish out. Why sign it? You knew in 2019 you didn't want to stay. Why you ain't take your butt out of here then? But in the end, it does not tarnish Sean Payton's legacy, man. It doesn't. He's a football coach. He won 150 something games. He won a Super Bowl. He's the New Orleans Saints' most winningest coach. You can't take that away from him at all. But when people say good riddance, they're well within their rights. See, this is the thing. These people, man, these butt-licking, kissing people. I'm sorry to say it like that, but you got these suck-asses, man. These suck-asses out here. And you're just like, oh, you can't say that about who is Payton? Is he the Pope? I mean, what church do these people belong to, the International Church of Tom Brady or Sean Payton worshipers? I mean, dude, what the people are saying, they are well within their rights, well within their correct frame of mind to say that Sean Payton quit on him. He did. He quit with years left on his contract. And he did, you know, and it is what it is. He quit. Just like if I would say right now, you know what, I don't feel like going this. I'm off of here. I quit. And just cut the show off clean. Well, Q, goddamn, Q, you ain't finish out the job. You know, you ain't come out. No, you're a grown up. And that's a bad look for somebody that's trying to earn people respect. And you're a coach and you have to lead by example many days. But so, no, it doesn't tarnish Coach Payton's legacy because he quit on the Who Dat Nation. He quit on his team with years left to go on his contract. What it does mean is it's the truth. For whatever reason, I don't understand people nowadays. They run from the truth. They like people to lie to them. They don't want the truth, man. The old man told me years ago, man.
Discover a healthier, happier you with Veganuary 2024. Your health isn't just small potatoes. It's a big deal. So this January, you are invited to make a change that matters by trying Veganuary's 31-Day Vegan Challenge. Switching to a plant-based diet reduces your carbon footprint and makes a positive impact for animals. Every meal is a vote for the kind of world you want to create. Ready to make a change? Sign up today at veganuary.com. Vote for veggies.
Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code play100. That's code play100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
That the truth is sweet in the mouth, but sour in the belly. That's an old school phrase. If you think about it, you know, make a lot of sense there. But no, but for any who that man out there, who that lady out there that feel like Peyton quit on him, you're right, he did quit. He didn't honor his agreement. He quit. He left. He left, and then he created this little situation that occurred. And then not only did he leave, but he also filed up the interview process of what the next coach was supposed to be. He told Mickey Loomis, who don't have two brain cells to rub together, to hire Dennis Allen, and Mickey Loomis hired Dennis Allen despite doing interviews with Dougie Peterson, an 8-hour interview with Eric Bieniemy, Brian Flores, all these people the Saints talked to. At the end of the day, they hired Dennis Allen. Nobody would hire Dennis Allen to be a head coach, but he got the job because of the man on the screen. So not only did he quit on you, but he left you a parting gift of a bum-ass coach who will sit on top of the team this year, and you're probably not going to win nothing because the guy is a loser. He's probably the worst coach in the NFL. I'm just going to keep it real with you. With a talented team, you get 7 victories. You can't seem that you don't activate fast enough to fix problems. The most obvious things the guy missed. He's not a good communicator. He gets up there, fuddles, stumbles, bumbles over words. He no confidence, no aura of leadership, backstabby ways, a liar. All this kind of stuff is a recipe for disaster. So I'm not really upset at Peyton for quitting. I'm more upset by Peyton for leaving us and putting this bum ass coach. But at the end of the day, man, Peyton's gone. We'll work with whatever we got to improve upon the team. But Peyton's not the cloud over the team. I heard Abez say that. I covered that on TSC Q&A live last night. He mentioned that Peyton was a cloud over the team. I'm like, Peyton ain't the cloud over the team. I made a little example and said, okay, boys and girls, hey, little boys and girls, you know, we adults here. We supposed to be adults here. So we supposed to be able to, we're professionals, right? We supposed to be able to still succeed even when there's distractions. Is that Peyton thing a bigger distraction than Alvin Kamara stuff that he did when he turned that guy into grape juice in Las Vegas? How about the stuff that happened with Marcus May when he was, you know, according to reports, allegedly, he's showing firearms to juveniles in the car next to him in a Parrot Road raid situation? Was that more of a distraction? Well, listen, boys and girls, we have to understand that if you're a professional, that you're going to deal with all manner of distractions and still be able to succeed if you're a true professional. And really, to fix that, the cloud over the team wasn't Sean Payton. It was Dennis Allen. It was most certainly Dennis Allen. It was most certainly Dennis Allen. So at the end of the day, man, it is what it is. All right. So anyway, this is the key story today, man, is that Saints parts ways with Chris Richard. Saints have several openings on the defense now. So 7 defensive openings, family. No interviews as of right now. So hopefully the Saints will start getting involved and getting stuff, you know. Oh my goodness, why they wait so long to do this? But anyway, defensive line coach, secondary coach, some of these things could be, you know, promotions from inside the team. I could see Coach Corey, the assistant secondary coach, maybe he takes over the secondary. But you do lose some stuff when you don't have Coach Richard there or Ryan Nielsen there. And hopefully whoever they bring in or whoever they elevate can keep things on level, because the strength of the Saints team was the defense. Well, you lose some really core people who were keeping the team together from the defensive line and the secondary perspective. That's top to bottom there. You know, so, you know, that this is 2 massive losses for the Saints on the defensive side of the ball. So how much of it do you, how much of it can the offense carry in this upcoming year, being that you're losing some of this stuff on the defense? We've yet hit free agency yet. Some of the talent we need to retain as well. So very interesting season is setting up to be, isn't it, family? We'll see. All right, and of course, this is also another one of our assistants on the offensive side of the ball that we cover, and this is from Saints Wire's reporting on the tweet from Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers, that they completed an interview with Ronald Curry, who's currently the Saints passing game coordinator and QB's coach, for the opening offensive coordinator position for their club. And of course, a lot of stuff flying around Coach Curry because he's doing some stuff down at the Senior Bowl. And a lot of people know that he's a good coach. And really, the Saints should have already took Coach Curry and made him the offensive coordinator, made Pete Carmichael his assistant. But no vision. So hopefully we don't lose him because he's a good one, man. And this is the thing with the Saints. The Saints have a lot of good talent, like in terms of coaches that's ready to step up. Ronald Curry is one of those guys. Hodges, the linebacker coach, I think he did a pretty good job with the linebackers this past season. He was terrific. Maybe he's in line for a coordinator jump. We'll see. He just became the linebackers coach a couple of years ago. It'll be a fast track if it is. And, you know, when you see this stuff happening, you're losing your fantastic OCs and you lose some of your offensive talent there. It kind of questions things. And of course, you got guys like Fontenot. We lost Terry Fontenot to the Falcons several years ago. And then Hartley's still sitting up there. And you're like, okay, at what point do you move this fresh blood of these new people into the positions to guide the team into the future? Well, it takes vision for that to happen and not allow your division foes or people around the league to pilfer the talent that you develop over years. You got to make sure when you train these guys and you bring them up through the ranks and they mature, you got to put them in positions so they can help the team win. And they'll take you and your team into the next 5 to 10 years. So of the franchise's future. But when you're dinosaur minded, you know, you tend to be late in the vision. And that's the thing that's ultimately hurting the Saints is a lack of vision, man, to be able to see these things, man. And then, of course, the updated list of our picks as it stands is the 2023 draft picks, the 29th overall pick, first round. So you got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 2 5s and a 7 round pick for this upcoming year. In 2024, you got a 1, 2, 4, 5, 6 and 2 6, actually, no 7th. And remember, the 7 round pick from 2024 was given up for Mark Ingram to get him from the Texans. The 6 round pick, the extra 6 you got from the Eagles for Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. And you don't have a 3rd round pick in 2024 because you sent that pick along with Peyton for whatever reason to the Broncos. So that's over the next couple of years, the picks as we get closer. We'll go through the combine and all this stuff and get ready for the draft down the line. So, and of course, we covered this article right here about tarnishing Coach Payton's image right now. First of all, I don't care about no tarnished image. Coach Payton's image will stand just fine. And really, it ain't all about the image. It's all about the wins. You won a Super Bowl for the first time in the city of New Orleans. You're the New Orleans Saints' most winningest coach in NFL and in the Saints history anyway. So just that alone puts Sean Payton at the top in terms of respected and loved people. But that does not exclude him from criticism just because he won all of them games. He won one Super Bowl. He could have won more. He had a long tenure here in New Orleans. And a lot of times, like I said, been covering this stuff for a long time with the Saints, that Sean Payton got in his way a lot. Now, I would say that because he got the big ego, people saying you this, that, and the third, and he got the big old ego, and you couldn't tell him nothing. You like Kanye West back in the day. You can't tell me nothing. Wait till I get my money right. You can't tell me nothing. Like some of these guys that get some paper, and then you can't tell them nothing until they screw all their money off. to the agent or the IRS take all their money from them. Then they all ears then. It's funny how when you get some paper, your ears get stopped up and don't work too well, right? Well, most of the people anyway. But anyway, it ain't going to tarnish Coach Payton's image, no. And at the same time, people could criticize Sean Payton. Get up off it, man. Stop butt kissing, man. The same guy wrote a book on Payton and Breeze, the author. He eating off these people, man. You got your money, man. Stop trying to kiss up, man. The man gone now. You don't have to kiss ass no more. He in Denver unless you plan on following him out there. All right, so anyway, with that being said, fam, shout out to the fam. Appreciate y'all being up here. What's up, T-Mama? Much love to T-Mama. Good to see you, queen. Troll, what's up? Troll Blewett's in the building. Shout out to the fam. Appreciate y'all, man, for being in this thing. I'm going to cover on the TSC Unleashed channel, man. The TSC Unleashed channel, family. I'm going to be covering what Arian Foster said today. If y'all heard what Arian Foster said, family, please feel free to put one in the chat. If you heard what Arian Foster said, please feel free to put one in the chat. If you heard what Arian Foster said, right? What he said about the NFL, I'm going to play the audio. I'm going to even open up the phone lines and allow you guys to chime in on your thought process of what you think about Arian Foster, his commentary. Yeah, all right. Thank you, Greg. Shout out. He says we got we got the second round, but no new ports. thank you, Greg. Much love, fam. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to play what he said. And oh, it was a tweet. DC sent all of this to me about it when Elvin Kamara responded about Arian Foster. He talked about, and this usually happens. We were talking about this earlier today. A lot of these stories usually come out right around the Super Bowl. It's kind of odd how it plays out, how these stories, because the last time we had the same thing that happened with Smith, the defensive back from the Buccaneers, it happened around Super Bowl time when these guys just open up and talk about that he was handed a script and he wasn't playing around. He wasn't joking. But let me just say this, fam, that we all know, most of us that are critical thinkers know that you live in the matrix, don't you? Put one in the chat if you know you live in a matrix. Let's keep it a buck 15, man. Put one in the chat if you know you live in a matrix. You know, I mean, all of this stuff is all of it is controlled. It's all is controlled. Now, I'm not going to say it's fully controlled, but there's a lot of manipulation going on. But the thing is, when you see it called out, and listen, that's what got a lot of people off of politics, because it's a rigged game. But it's rigged because, not because you're playing it, because you don't expose it. You got to expose it. You got to expose it. You got to say what it is. You can't close your eyes and turn around and walk out and say, oh, it is, and then go somewhere else. No, I'm talking about the people that need to activate to understand and put this out here on Front Street. You got to put this out on Front Street. So when you see funny business, you got to call it out, just like with anything. That's the same in your family, everywhere. So Arian Foster called it out. I did several shows on it. People say, bro, if you see it like that, then why you cover it? Because I understand that sports is the ultimate equalizer. It brings people together. Don't matter who you are. They don't, you know, it brings people together. It don't matter who you are. If you're a Saints person, you like the Saints, or you from Brazil, or you from Antarctica, it doesn't matter. If there's Saints people all together, we're going to have a great big old party. We're going to eat this. We're going to eat food. We're going to celebrate. We're going to dance, and we're going to cheer the squad. I love it. It's an ultimate equalizer. That's one of the great things about it. But at the same time, we understand that these are mafia groups that control and run this stuff, man. I broke that stuff down and covered that before. I told you the Bidwells and the Rooneys, all of them got mob ties. Put one in the chat if y'all remember me breaking that down. Nobody going to talk about that shit like that, man. Because I do research. I went to school to be a researcher, man. I understand what time it is with this, and I understand that you live in a control matrix, and the best thing you can do when you see stuff is you got to call it out. And when it's called out, don't go to sleep. You know, keep your eyes open and pay attention and call it what it is. That's how you change it. That's how you change it. Closing your eyes and moving away from it ain't the answer. If that belongs to you and that's your league, then you have the opportunity to clean it up. You do. You got to call it out and call these people out. But they pay people to sit up here and form it. Most of the people that be commenting, they ain't even real people. They robots. They bots. So at the end of the day, we know what time this is, man. So we understand and know that if you're doing foul stuff, just like when the Saints was tied to that Catholic Church scandal with all that stuff happening, man, I was out here front and center blasting them for that. Y'all remember that? Put one in the chat for that. Because that's real, man. You got to face it down, man. When you got dirtiness and corruption, you got to face it down. Just like my police partners that listen to the show. They understand and know that if you're a good cop, you got to call out the bad cops. You don't protect. There ain't no back to blue, and you got dirty cops out there beating people head and stealing money. You don't do that. You got, they'll all make you look bad and give you a bad image. You got to make sure that you uphold the pristineness of your organization by getting rid of the bad apples that might sneak in and try to tear you down. That happens with everything. That's why you always got to be vigilant. That's why you always got to have your head on your swivel, and you got to always have a set of a code or morals or integrity. That's what it is. You got to have integrity, because a lot of people don't have no integrity. They don't have no code, no code of a conduct that they follow. Meaning codes keep you alive. Codes keep you safe. Codes keep you codified, meaning you're moving as a group. You protect it. It's only the people rolling by themselves that get swallowed up by the wolves. Wolves don't talk, ain't going to attack a bunch of people operating and moving together with the same mind, same focus, same intellect, which is, you know, what this is. So at the end of the day, that's why we talk about sports. That's why we cover it. But that's also why I do On Cue with Big Q on Patreon. When I do talk about the real stuff, when I do cover all the other stuff that they don't want you to talk about, I also call out reporters, not all of them, but the ones that I really love and like, that I give love to, and the ones that be kissing ass like this guy, then I call them out, because, you know, that's my job, man, to call you out, bro.
Discover a healthier, happier you with Veganuary 2024. Your health isn't just small potatoes, it's a big deal. So this January, you are invited to make a change that matters by trying Veganuary's 31-Day Vegan Challenge. Switching to a plant-based diet reduces your carbon footprint and makes a positive impact for animals. Every meal is a vote for the kind of world you want to create. Ready to make a change? Sign up today at veganuary.com. Vote for veggies.
Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code play100. That's code play100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
I'm calling you out on that. Stop kissing ass, man. Sean Payton is a great coach. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. We love Coach Payton, but stop the BS. We can criticize Payton if he up here quitting on the team and, you know, and all this kind of nonsense. Cut it out, man. And another thing, stop the edification of these athletes to the point where they can't be criticized. That's the same with whether it's Drew Brees or anybody. If they're people, they put their pants on and eat like you and crap like you and every other thing. These people are the same as you. Matter of fact, you the one that elevated them to this position because you gave them all the resources so they can be wealthy, which means you actually the power dynamic, which is also a principle I teach and preach about all the time, is the fact that the Who Dat Nation, you, where you stand, they make you seem like you don't have no power. What could one person do? Well, you keep your money in your pocket. Don't give it to them. Watch how things change. And you got you and thousands of other people doing it. You'll change the whole landscape of how things work. You would. Just a group of you guys saying that, listen, we want money back from you guys for using them stadiums down there, and you ain't pay for that. That's taxpayer money. How are you making billions off of something we pay for and we can't get three pennies off of it? How that work? You gonna get no free tickets? The merchandise is high as hell, even though they make it in slave countries. They come back home, charge you three times. The concessions is beyond theater pricing. You're getting chumped every which way. So at some point, you gotta change it. You got to step up and say, listen, enough is enough. We about to change the narrative. We about to change the direction of what's going on. That's how it works. So I don't get mad at the people at the top all the time, because really it's your fault. It's you. The politicians are a representation of the people. So if you got fallen, dirty, dumb, garbage, rotten politicians, they are a reflection of the people. Because if we had really good, moral, upstanding politician that actually represented you, that would reflect the people. So that just goes to show you the state of the mind the people are in. Stop believing and listening to these people on television with all this bullshit they saying, because they the ones tearing this place up and blaming it on you. They blaming it on you. They blaming it on you. You the problem. You the problem why the world tore up. You the problem why the water funky. The air bad. You the problem. Because you with your hairspray. You with your damn car driving all the way around. I'm like, hold on here, partner. I don't run all them pipelines through that swamp right there. I don't run that. Pipelines that been in the swamp for years that's leaking into the swamp. And now they saying it's something else. No. That's you. You pollute a billion times more than I ever could. And if them things was that bad, then why you still making them? See, that's what I'm saying. It when we get to the point where you just have to say why, what and why and what, you know, and that creates the whole narrative. Just take it back. That's all I'm saying. Take it back. Anyway, with that being said, I'm sorry to go on a little spill about that, fam. You know how I am sometimes, because we the great Saint Think Tank. We keep it real deal. Holyfield. We the people's man, and it is what it is. But anyway, as far as the Saints are concerned, this is what it is, family. Saints part ways with Coach Rashard. Very interesting dynamic. They got some time. We'll see who they promote or hire from outside the organization. Time will tell. Offensive passing game coordinator, Ronald Curry, one of our brightest minds in the offensive room, was interviewed already by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Could he be the upcoming OC? Do the Saints step in and say, no, we're going to make you the offensive coordinator for the Saints? Or do he go to Tampa? They got eyes on him, and people are thinking that he might take a job. Saints just slowly watching these people pilfering him. And, of course, we updated the draft picks along the Peyton picks for the 2023 and 2024 draft. We even talk about this crap with Peyton's tenure right now. Who cares about any of that, man? We just got to focus on us and do us. All right, and, of course, this thing right here, fam, we're going to talk about this as well. I'm going to play a little bit of this for my family members that heard. That didn't hear this. This is Adrian Peterson. Arian Foster. I'm sorry, I said Adrian Peterson. Arian Foster. This is what he said about the NFL. Listen closely.
And how every year he used to get a script.
Yeah.
Day one of training camp that would get dropped off at his locker. It's funny, before we started taping, Arian was telling me about how the NFL is rigged and how every year he used to get a script.
Yeah.
Day one of training camp that would get dropped off at his locker.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have to, you know, it was like week one, you'll do this. Week two, you're going to have a hamstring injury. Week three, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Week four, you're going to get three touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And so then you just have to, did you memorize those before the season started? Or would you go and rehearse the script before every game?
We're really dedicated to it. So it was more so like, that's what practice was about. It was about practicing the script. Like, this is what goes on and this is what we have to do in order to,
And this referee is going to miss this call because they hate you and they love the Colts. Yeah, that sort
like,
of thing.
WWF. So it's like, you know, we know what's going to happen, but you still got to put on a show.
Yeah.
What did you think when you got the script in 2016 that said your career was going to fall off a cliff when you stopped believing in God?
That was 2015.
It's funny, before we started taping, Arian was telling me about how the NFL is
rigged. All right, so they threw a little levity into it on the back, and he actually responded and said, actually, that's not what happened. You know, I didn't, that wasn't in the script right here. And this is what Elvin Kamara, you know, said right here. This is from his official account about Arian Foster. And this is Kamara's tweet. He says, when they handed me the script for our season during camp, I almost walked out the facility, bro. And he sent that to Arian Foster. This is Kamara right here. This is his official Twitter. Okay. So it ain't like you don't know what time it is, and we've covered this a lot. But I've said this before to a degree, like the league is tied, they reformatted it, because remember when the guy from Mandeville was trying to sue the NFL and the NFL has pull. It was able to shut down all of the lawsuits because who that nation was suing the NFL to break open the books to find out what was going on with the whole situation about what happened with the 9-call situation. All that failed at the federal level. One lawsuit was able to make it through because I think it was filed at a certain amount of money and it made it through. And then the guy had a strong case for his lawsuit to win. And the next thing you know, he said he took the lawsuit down because he didn't want it to be a distraction to the team. And I remember, and we covered this some time ago, and I remember saying, your piddling ass lawsuit's not going to be a distraction to professionals. Professionals don't allow distractions to stop them from doing their jobs. They're getting paid to do a job. That's what a professional. Amateurs get distracted all the time, but professionals don't. Real professionals anyway.
But the NFL has pull at the federal level. So they was able to kibosh a lot of those lawsuits. And a lot of people did research and found out, and you can do research too to find out, that the NFL redid its charter where it's classified more so. It's a nonprofit organization. It's set up like a nonprofit organization, just like a church or a charity, which they save all kind of money that way. That's why you don't see. Remember back in the day, they used to have all these different cancer organizations that used to get involved to collect money. Then the NFL started doing it their own ways. Instead of using their organizations, they just use their own organization to collect the money when the pink gear come out. It's just like a big stinking money grab to a degree. But it also was showing you that a part of it's tied to entertainment, that that's in the NFL charter, that is not a sports league, that is more so chartered toward entertainment, which means if it's chartered toward entertainment, they have scripted. Now, people say rigged. I won't say rigged. I would say the more accurate term would be scripted. Scripted. Certain games and bylines are scripted. Certain teams get far because they believe that will make the money. And do the owners know that? Of course they do. That's why they have the revenue sharing that all keeps them quiet. So at the end of the day, what's the answer? The answer is to keep exposing this. The answer is to promote and support leagues that don't do this. Like you see the XFL and all these other leagues coming up, support that. The USFL and all that, support those leagues. Support them. Because hopefully one day they'll challenge the NFL, which everybody, competition is healthy. I don't believe what Rockefeller said about competition is a sin. Competition is a sin to Rockefeller because he couldn't produce a quality product that would stand on the market, stand up to competition. If you have good products and services, then people will come to you, even in a crowded market. If you have something special and you got quality, even in this, you know, any market that you might go to, and it's a quality product and a quality service, and you entertain people or you do whatever you do, and if it's really good, people gonna support you, and people gonna send, take you and share you with other people. Listen to this guy, listen to this girl, this lady here, they'd be doing some great stuff here, you know, listen to this podcast, this fella keeps it real, you know, blah blah blah. People will share and, you know, and give you out, word them out, and share you if they love you. Like, man, this person keeps me entertained, whatever, you see what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, the competition is sent as a bunch of BS, man. That's a bunch of BS, because if you got a good product and a good service, people will go to you for your good product and your service. That's how it works. If you don't like competition, it's because you're trying to set up a monopoly group, which is what the NFL is, what the NBA is. That's why I'm always a person pushing to have other leagues around, and we support the other leagues, because what happens is that'll create and force the leagues to be able to clean themselves up and clean up the foolishness, the stinking corruption that is going throughout the league. And that's what the NFL, many people made fun of the NFL symbol is a shield. It's a shield. They say they created the shield so it'll keep all the BS and they can hide whatever they're doing. Remember the concussion data and all that kind of stuff, hiding from it. They finally playing some of these players that lost their minds and committed suicide and all this. They finally, after years, the league is like, what, 75 years? And you just started doing that like 5 years ago. So what was you just was holding up all that money. So at the end of the day, don't forget that. Don't forget who these people are. NBA and NFL, don't forget who they are. Remember, these were leagues that started where black people couldn't play in them originally. Now, they changed down the line. But just because you changed don't mean that I'm not going to forget what you did early on. You remember that. And remember what these leagues are capable of and what kind of people these is. And when you understand that, then you understand that scripted games is not beyond greedy people when they got all these little apps that's betting on this, betting on that. And remember, I warned you guys when the season started, I said you're going to see some of the worst stuff that you ever seen. Some terrible officiating in the NFL. Worse than the NBA. Every game, every night is terrible officiating after terrible officiating after, because this is a part of it. Now it's becoming so problematic that they don't know what to do about it. People are turning the games off because they're starting to see. It also has something to do with the time too, family. We in the quickening, and a lot of the energies that's coming from the universe is forcing people to wake up. The technology is not, it can't control them anymore. All of the little stuff that you try to do, the brainwashing, all the stuff, the programming, it's not working no more. Your mind is breaking free, and for people, mind is breaking free. So a lot of that's not working anymore. So you're waking up to all of these new realities, and it's a beautiful thing. So at the end of the day, man, let me get on out of here. Listen, I love you. appreciate you. Thank you for joining me tonight on the stream. I'll be back on Thursday stream. I'll open up the phone lines on Thursday, allow you guys to give you, you know, let me know how you feel about the situation with the Saints, their movements, all that. We'll have a reaction show on Thursday. We'll open up the phone lines. Shout out to Tony Scott, watching from Facebook. Much love. Thank you, Brother Greg, for your super chat up in this thing. Feel free to hit the like button, family. If you hadn't hit it, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. Feel free to share the show on your social media feed. Check out the Pro Shop, links in the description section below. And remember, fam, keep your heads up. We'll be back later on, man. It look a little dim right now for the Saints, man, because a lot of crazy stuff is going on. But at the end of the day, there's still some time. Let's see what these people going to work out and do. And we're going to be here every step of the way. So I'm going to holler at y'all on the flip side. Much love. Who dat?
Yeah. Boogie like Benson, I'm a who dat.
I'm a who dat.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who dat. Lose or win, I'm a who dat. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benson,
I'm a who dat. I'm a who dat.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Bucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much to touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy, then you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Love running like this, and I'm a who dat. Every day I'm living, I'm a who dat. Lose or win, and I'm a who dat. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this, and I'm a who dat. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Stores where you can go and buy all the latest merch to support the platform. Download at the Pro Shops. We have dozens of hundreds of products available for you and your family. Unisex tees for men and women, hoodies and sweatshirts, tank tops, kids and baby items, long sleeve tees, mugs, pillows, wall art, bath bedding, face masks, phone cases, stickers, bags, fanny packs, socks, hats, and many other items. Please feel free to check out the Pro Shops. The link is in the description section below. Remember, it helps the platform continue to grow. So check out the Pro Shop and who that too.
TheWhoDatDaily.com. That's right, TheWhoDatDaily.com. Your one-stop shop for everything New Orleans Saints, New Orleans Pelicans, LSU Tigers, even the top-flight boxing news. So if you're a Who Dat and you're looking for a place to stay up on your team, TheWhoDatDaily.com is your site. TheWhoDatDaily.com for the sport Who Dat and all of us.
Every
day my employees get scam emails. I wanted to protect my business and clients, so I checked out CISA's Secure Our World. They've got four simple ways we can protect our businesses from online threats. Learn more at cisa.gov/secureourworld.